Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting. Those who want to weigh in on an application by Buckeye Brine to convert two existing injection wells to accept non-hazardous industrial waste have until next Friday, October 26th. Last night, about 250 people attended a public hearing on the draft permit that has been issued. About 30 people testified. They included Jeff Poland, president of the Coshocton County Board of Health, who raised several concerns about existing operations and oversight.
No core samples were taken. No undisturbed formation water samples were taken. They were not collected. Those should have been collected. ODNR failed.
Regulatory oversight of any Class 1 well would transfer to the Ohio EPA, while the Department of Natural Resources would retain oversight of Class 2 wells. Poland believes there are deficiencies and design flaws with the facility, which he toured this summer. He asks state legislators to address what he sees as a fundamental discrepancy in existing state law.
If I had an oil well, and from 2,000 to 4,000 feet, I have to own 20 acres. If I have an oil well that goes down below 4,000 feet, I'm going to own 40 acres. Guess how many acres they own? They own none. They at least 18 acres, less than 18 acres, and they're producing over 10 million barrels, not gallons, barrels, and they're leaking underneath their neighbor's property.
County Commissioner Gary Fisher read from EPA correspondence about the permitting process and posed a question.
The agency is bound to consider all permit applications based solely on whether they meet the requirements spelled out in Ohio environmental rules and laws. If an applicant is able to demonstrate it is able to operate within those confines, Ohio EPA is obligated to approve the permit application. My question is, with what I just read, what does this public hearing mean tonight then?
Fisher said while acknowledging the county commissioners have no legislative authority over injection wells, they do intend to submit written comments for the record based upon concerns expressed by the citizens. The state's director of agriculture says farming families are adapting and continue to be productive in the economy through connections and collaborations. David Daniels was the keynote speaker at the Coshocton Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting on Thursday.
Of all the things that we get to be proud of, I think the thing that is the most rewarding, the thing that we are the most proud of, is the fact that several years ago, the Division of Soil and Water Conservation moved from the Department of Natural Resources over to the Ohio Department of Agriculture. When I got to the department, we had a connection with only 187 farms in the state of Ohio. It's given us more of a connection with the ag community than we've ever had before.
Daniel says even though farming has changed, Coshocton County is unique with a variety of practices in use from then and now.
A lot of times we need to stop and look back and see where we've been so that we can appreciate truly where we're going.
He says the bottom line is the farming industry is all after the same thing and farm families are quick to adapt.
If we look back and see what's happened and some of the difficulties we had with the economy a number of years ago, had it not been for agriculture, had it not been for the things that are going on out on our family farms, I think that ask yourself what would it look like in Coshocton County had those farms not been out, had they not been productive, had they not been spending their dollars in local grocery stores, with local car dealers, with local insurance agents.
The Pew Farm and Trust on State Route 83 in King Township was honored as a bicentennial farm. The family started raising dairy cattle in 1818, and Phyllis Pugh Debner represents the family's sixth generation. The family farmed beef cattle and is now the largest hog farm in the county.
I would challenge you to go down through downtown Coshocton or any place else and show me a business that's been in production for 200 years. And we think that anybody that has contributed to the local economy that long, have been able to stay together as a family, deserve the recognition that comes along with it.
Dave Lapp presented the 2018 Conservation Farm of the Year to Durr Dairy Farms.
The Durr Farm consists of 580 acres of corn, wheat, alfalfa, grass hay in eastern Coshocton County.
The family milks 200 cows, has a first-of-its-kind milk house waste system, an ag chemical handling diversion pipeline and multi-stage manure storage facility, sand land, a comprehensive management plan, and more. The family's been a cooperator since 1959. The 2018 Big Tree winner is a maple tree on the Jerry Haywood property in Bethlehem Township. The tree measured 219 feet in circumference, has a vertical height of 118 feet and a crown spread of 91.5 feet. The Big Tree in the City, sponsored by Coshocton in Bloom, is also a maple tree owned by Wendy Yoakum on Chestnut Street. It has a circumference of 162.5 feet, 56 feet high, and 58 feet crown spread. The Sheriff's Office reports four accidents and three complaints investigated yesterday. Julie Green of Coshocton struck a parked vehicle at the Sheriff's Office. Eric Scher of Millersport was eastbound on U.S. 36 and while changing lanes struck a vehicle operated by Paul Goff of Bowerston. Kendall Williams struck the rear of a vehicle operated by Darren Schroyer. Tammy Arnold struck the rear of a vehicle operated by Thomas Nelson. In the complaints, the litter officer reported an illegal dump site at Westlawn Cemetery in Oxford Township. Michael Murray of Newcomerstown was arrested and charged with theft. Brenda Wilson of Coshocton reported she backed into a utility pole. From the West Lafayette Police, Justin Parks of West Lafayette was cited for excessive acceleration, operating a vehicle impaired, and an OVI low test violation. The Coshocton County Board of Elections is looking for poll workers for the upcoming general election. Deputy Director Stephanie Slifko says that training will be provided prior to Election Day, and poll workers will be compensated for training and their Election Day service. Slifko says you can serve as a poll worker in Ohio if you are a U.S. citizen or at least 18 years of age and registered to vote, are a resident of the county in which you plan to serve, are not running as a candidate for the election in which you're working, and have not been convicted of a felony. If you're interested in being a poll worker, you can contact the Board of Elections at 622-1117. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
stand there. Twentyfold before my love, I'll be there.
It is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock, 35 degrees currently in downtown Coshocton, and a good Friday morning, everyone. It is time for the Communication Alliance program, and I'm Mike Bechtel here with you till 11 o'clock this morning, and a little bit of an oddball day here. First of all, we usually do try to keep it light on Friday, and certainly we can do that. If you do want to talk about local history or sports or some lighter things, you can give me a call. However, last night was the Ohio EPA hearing on Class 1 permits at Coshocton High School that we have been hearing about. A lot of impassioned testimony and questions last night at Coshocton High School. So if you were there, we can have some discussion on that. And also, we did have a guest that was scheduled to be with us right now, and they had to cancel on anybody to be with us this morning. So we have just a little sliver of open phone lines. So if there's something that you'd like to talk about for the next 10, 12 minutes, give me a call and let me know, 740-622-1560. Let's get started.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Did you know John Hinderer Honda has one of the largest inventories of pre-owned cars in Central Ohio? Many of our pre-owned Hondas are certified. If we don't have it, they don't make it. At John Hinderer Honda on Route 79 in Heath, call 1-800-22-HONDA or visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays.
A majority of Americans consume a regular intake of processed food and diets that aren't truly healthy. In the long run, this leads to chronic inflammation, a weakened immune system, and ultimately illness and disease. This is Dr. Brad Arndt from Arndt Chiropractic. Most of today's health problems, such as digestive problems, chronic fatigue, frequent colds, and much more, are from poor eating habits. At Arndt Chiropractic, we offer expert guidance in nutrition, non-invasive testing methods, and excellent, affordable whole food and herbal supplements unlike anything over the counter. Let us prove to you what nutrition can do for your health. For questions or appointments, call Arndt Chiropractic at 740-622-4659.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
At John Hinder Honda, we know how busy you are. That's why we're open 7 days a week and most nights until 9. Come see why it's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda on Route 79 and Heath. Call 1-800-22-HONDA or visit HinderHonda.com, open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, 35 degrees in downtown Coshocton. Well, our first guests have joined us, so we're going to get started a little bit earlier today. And we are joined by Devonna Markley and Angela Roberts, and they are here from the Coshocton Elks. And Rachel Selders here with us from the Coshocton County Humane Society. And good morning. Thank you all for being with us today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Devonna, we'll start with you. Give us an overview about what is coming up and what's going to happen on October the 27th.
Oh, my goodness. Booze, Blues, and Barbecue. This is our second annual Booze, Blues, and Barbecue. There'll be barbecue as far as ribs and briskets and all kinds of great stuff to eat from 5 to 8. We have a bake sale. We have a lot of local sponsors that have donated different things for raffles. Our theme this year is Young Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And the band is Big Fat Dog. Mm-hmm. And they played last year, and they're great.
They're awesome.
Yeah, and they dress the part, and we just have a ball with them.
Okay. Is it fair to characterize this as a Halloween party?
Yes, okay. It is.
And it's Blues, Booze, and Barbecue?
Correct.
Booze spelled B-O-O-S?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now, is there a fundraising element?
Yes, we're partnering with the Coshocton County Humane Society, and as we did last year, to raise money for them to save those little critters and
lots
all the wonderful
critters.
Things they're doing in the community. So all the raffles and bake sale and 50-50 and all that will go to the Humane Society.
Well, we'll talk to Rachel here in just mm-hmm. a moment. Let's find a little bit more. Out a little bit more about the party and the event, Blues, Booze, and Barbecue. And we have Angela Roberts with us as well. And Angela, you brought some notes with you. What would you like to share with us?
We are having costume contests, which is really awesome. We're having prizes for the most original, the best theme costume, and then we have the people's choice,
mm-hmm.
Where everybody can just vote on who had the best costume. There is a $5 donation for the cover charge for the party, which also assists with the Humane Society.
That includes the music and everything and great fellowship. And
yeah.
Now, how many years
yeah.
have you done this now? I know you did it last year.
This is our second year.
Second? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. This is our second year.
It was quite a success last year.
Yeah, it was a great mm-hmm. success. Yeah. And the cash prizes we were able to give away for costumes last year was like over $450 in cash prizes for best costume. And it is open to the public, 21 and over. Of course, but so it's a big adult costume party, and all the adults get to be kids.
And it's so cool to see all the adults dressed up in costumes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't normally see that. So.
Well, and some really went all out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just, what I was doing just a moment ago was looking at the Buckeyes schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They're off.
They're off.
There's
yeah.
no Buckeyes game, so no competition.
No yeah. competition. We are safe.
What else would you like to tell us about the party?
Doors open at 5, food service from 6 to 8, band at 8:30, $5 cover charge to get in. The earlier you get there, the better, even if you're not going to eat just for seating, because we're not taking reserve seating, yeah. so, you know.
And our parking lot's not huge, so there is public parking across the street at the PNC Bank. So
okay.
Yeah, just don't block their ATM.
Yeah, okay. yeah, and they'll tow you away.
You've heard about that before.
Yes,
okay.
yes.
But, and this is, obviously, it's open to anybody.
Yes.
Okay,
not
just ELK members.
The whole community.
And what else, Angela, do you have there that you'd like to... Tell us about the party. What kind of food will be served?
It's going to be barbecue. Mm-hmm. Barbecue ribs, I believe, right?
Okay.
And brisket.
Mm-hmm. It's all so good. Mm-hmm. Darla just does an amazing job with her food. So.
Okay. So that's going to be prepared right there in the kitchen there at the
office. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Do you need to make... call ahead, make reservations, get tickets ahead of time, or just show up at the door?
No, just show up at the door. Mm-hmm. We are taking volunteers also if anybody wants to come in and volunteer to help out with the party, with the food service, mm-hmm. or help serve drinks, or mm-hmm. if they just want to come in and help decorate.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need people to help decorate. We
right.
have lots and lots of decorations.
The Elks Lodge is mainly a volunteer-based organization, so just about everything we do there, we have to get our members and people in the community to come in and help us out, you know, help
yeah.
move tables, help do this and that and the other. So all the volunteers that we can get, the better. Even if they want to just volunteer to be a costume judge, mm-hmm. great. We'll take it.
Okay. Well, that's October the 27th at the Elks Barbecue from 5 to 8. Doors open at 5 then?
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm.
Okay. And the band starts at 8:30. It's Big Fat Dog, which I hope most people in our community are familiar with that Big Fat Dog, but they are an awesome local blues band.
Mm-hmm. They are. So impressive.
It seems very appropriate for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can get them to play, I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's Blues, Booze, and Barbecue, October the 27th at the Elks. We'll take a break and be back and hear from Rachel Selders from the Coshocton County Humane Society right after these words. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb.
You're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks.
Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour.
Better watch out for that guardrail.
So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
It's week 9 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Riverview.
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30. Kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at my.wtnsradio.com.
The quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
Touchdown!
It is a touchdown. He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Not only do we have a cooler filled with beautiful arrangements and single flowered stems, we also do balloon bouquets and have a wide variety of everyday occasion gifts and houseplants, such as plush animals, candles, lanterns, wind chimes, air plants, succulents, and much, much more. Come check out the shop next to Hannah Marie's Bakery or call today to schedule a delivery, 740-295-9100. Now, here's the weather.
Sunshine this morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, cloudy, rain likely mainly in the evening, lows in the mid-40s, chance of rain 60%, and tomorrow cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, chance of rain is 70%. It is currently 36 degrees outside our studios in downtown Coshocton, and Blues, Booze, and Barbecue, easy for me to say, coming up October the 27th at the Coshocton Elks on Chestnut Street. And we have Rachel Selders alongside from the Coshocton County Humane Society. And good morning, Rachel. Thank you for
good
being
morning.
Here today.
Thank you.
All right. What's going on with the Humane Society right
well,
now?
Well, boy, we've been busy. We've been busy with some medical. Lots of medicals happened this year. And we fully vet all of our animals, of course. This week alone, we've had one of our dogs that got spayed. She ripped open her stitches.
Uh-oh.
Her insides come out. One of our kittens at Tractor Supply got his leg stuck in a cage. He's got to do laser therapy. He's been doing that all week, so major expenses has been coming up week alone.
That wasn't the news I was hoping for.
Well, this is what this year's been like, it seems like. Medical, we pay full price at the vets, and we have to pay as much as everybody else does for our vet care. So we're constantly fundraising, constantly trying to get donations, constantly doing the best we can with what we have to save as many as we have. And, of course, we're foster-based, so limited space. But we're working hard. We're constantly saving. If I can't bring a dog into our rescue, we get them to another rescue where they'll be fully vetted. They do application processes just like we do before they adopt, so we know that they're good and healthy. Busy with even transporting alone. The Zanesville Animal Shelter, they help us with low-cost spay and neuter. So we do that a lot. We're constantly running to Zanesville. We have Pet Value in Zanesville. We have cages there. And we just became partners with PetSmart.
Okay.
So Wednesday, we just got four cages at PetSmart where we can have our cats. And PetSmart also includes, we can do rabbits. We can do reptiles. We can do other animals there. They've got this setup where if we can help with rescue, we have another option rather than sending them to another rescue. And, of course, Tractor Supply. You know, we have 11 cages at Tractor Supply, multiple cats there. Adoptions have been good. We've been getting adoptions. And we have to finish the ones that we do have. Get them all vetted so we can get them to our places so we can have them seen and get them adopted.
Okay. So am I understanding correctly, you mentioned the association now, our partnership with PetSmart. They're,
yes.
They're taking the animals from Coshocton County and offering them at the store.
There's cages there. Cages we have at Tractor Supply.
Mm-hmm.
They're inside cages where you can't reach in and touch them. But there's four cages. So in them four cages, we can open up two of them so we can have litter mates together. Mm-hmm. So they're not by themselves.
Yeah.
We have kittens, you know, they prefer still to be around another kitten, and it helps them from not being so scared. So we took two sets of litter mates Wednesday of this week. We just started it, and we will adopt them out. They go through our adoption process. They fill out an application, and then either I approve them or I deny them. And then I will go back to Zanesville, and I will adopt them out, meet the adopter, and have them on their way.
You mentioned in passing the reptiles a little bit.
Yes.
Have you worked with reptiles?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We've got horses. We've got chickens. We've got rabbits. We've got all kinds of animals that people need help with.
Where do you put a horse?
With another rescue.
Okay.
A horse rescue.
Okay.
I've got great contacts, great relationships with other rescues who do multiple animals.
All right. Birds?
Yes, birds. And then there's actually a nice couple here in town who they got their permit to do wildlife birds, too. So I'm constantly calling Angie.
All right. Well, I talked to Shane a few months ago about that.
Yes.
So that's a pretty cool thing that that they're doing there. But here in town, it's primarily dogs and cats that you deal with? Is that
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. Right now, because we're foster-based, and we don't have enough fosters to be able to bring in every single one, of course. And I do put them on a waiting list, and when I can get to them, then I will contact them. And then we'll bring in their animals, but they have to be patient. We're only limited spacing. We won't kill for space or profit. We put money in our animals. We want them happy and healthy, and we want them to go to the right home.
What is the process for being a foster if someone's interested in being a foster?
Come talk to me.
Yeah.
And I have to make sure they're good pet parents now, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want one of ours to go somewhere where they're going to be hurt.
Right.
And I prefer vet references.
Mm-hmm.
That's mainly what I go by, is the vet reference. If they're good to their animals, they're going to be good to another. And same way with young kids, because I get young kids coming in all the time, you know. So then I'll talk to their parents, or I'll get a vet reference from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if their parents have been good pet owners, then more than likely the kids will be good pet owners.
Mm-hmm. And how many fosters do you have at this point in time?
We have
roughly
1, 2, 3, 4. We only have 4 right now.
Okay. And do any of them have more than one animal?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And they all have more than one.
And so are you one of them?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I was just interested in what the process is for that, and
maybe we could talk her into it.
Yeah.
So has it happened that the fosters end up keeping the animals themselves?
Yes.
Because
yes.
That seems like almost an inevitability, because people that are going to open themselves up to be a foster, or they're going to be animal lovers to begin with.
Yes, yes.
And once you get attached to an animal, it's tough to see them go.
Well, I'll tell you, I do a lot of crying, and I always talk to my fosters. You will cry, and it's okay to cry, especially the ones I bottle feed, and then I have to adopt. But I have to leave room open so I can continue to save. And some people can't do that. Some people, they got to keep them, and I understand. I would never take them away from them. I would never take a foster failure away from it. I know they're good enough to foster. I know they'll be good enough to adopt.
So talk about some of the success stories with adoptions. How many new homes do you find for these animals in any given period of time?
Well, mainly dogs go off to rescue. So those were placed right away. That's nearly every week, at least once a week, that we get dogs off to rescue. Many times there's many more. The cats we can handle here. We have had this month alone, I don't know, between 10 and 20 adoptions this month alone. I'm not sure the exact number, but that also includes litter mates. So litter mates that we have is one adoption fee. Just the other day, Wednesday, I think it was, adopted litter mates. It was at Tractor Supply, Lucky and Lucy, and they got to stay together. If they're really bonded, we have to keep them together. And then, of course, you get two cats. That's double the vet bill of everything. So, you know, got to give them a break. Our adoption fees for adults is only $25, and our kittens are $50. We put about $200 in per cat. And we don't ever make our money back, of course, with the adoptions. But people don't want to pay a whole lot for an animal. But after they're already vetted, you know, they're saving lots of money. And then that's why we constantly have to do fundraising. And we constantly need to bring money in because it's always going out. It's going out quicker than coming in.
Well, explain a little bit more about your partnership with the Elks and specifically this party, this event.
Well, I had actually met Tony Clark. He has adopted from us in the past. And Tony, I met him at First Friday last year. And he said, hey, we need a nonprofit. And I was like, oh, pick us, please. I was like, oh, we need fundraising. So last year is how we got started with the Blues, Booze, and Barbecue. And then we get fortunate enough to get it again. So we're really excited. This is our second one. And yet last year, you know, it was a lot to sink in. A lot we didn't know exactly what was going on. So now this year, we'll know more what's going on. So then maybe we'll be able to have more fun, too, this year.
Are you
Did last year. Yeah, I think I am.
Okay.
I'm pretty scary, but...
Anything picked out yet? Or,
No, not yet.
All right. It is Blues, Booze, and Barbecue. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's coming up October the 27th at the Coshocton Elks on Chestnut Street. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and the food will be served from 5 to 8. And the band Big Fat Dog starts at 8:30. It's a $5 donation, but if you want to toss in 10 or 20, I'm sure they'd accept that as well. It's 20 minutes until 10 o'clock, and we'll be back with the folks from the Elks and the Coshocton County Humane Society right after this.
To celebrate International Credit Union Day, Coshocton Federal Credit Union has a special offer for you. Fee-free loans. Yes, you heard me right. Fee-free for all loan applications received Thursday, October 18th and Friday, October 19th. Do not delay. Stop in our office today. Coshocton Federal Credit Union, located at 406.5 Main Street, or call 740-623-0527.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays. Fall harvest days and fun on the farm is here at Shoemaker Farms. Bring the family out this Saturday and Sunday from noon until 4 and enjoy hay rides to the pumpkin patch while you pick out your favorite pumpkins. Admission is only $5 per car and includes all activities and food is available. Book your club or organization for group hay rides and wiener roasts. While you're there, enjoy the kids' corn maze, petting zoo, straw maze, corn box, hamster wheel, and more. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like ready-picked pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, and, of course, homemade cookies. Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, Shoemaker Farms is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Are you over the age of 40 and have not yet had a yearly eye exam? Then you may be at risk for developing glaucoma or other eye disorders. Most of these diseases have no symptoms. That is why Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis recommend yearly eye exams. They have the latest equipment to help them diagnose and treat glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts, and other complications related to the eye. Call 622-2270 to set up an appointment today. Partly sunny skies today after sunny skies this morning. Highs in the upper 50s for tonight. Cloudy, rain likely, mainly in the evening. Lows in the mid-40s. Chance of rain is 60%. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies with a chance of showers in the morning. Then showers likely in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 70%. We are up to 37 degrees downtown. Woohoo! It's warming up. We are back once again with the folks from the Coshocton Elks. And Devonna, you guys are brainstorming, making plans during the commercial breaks there.
Yes.
So some still some ideas, some things in the works. What else would you like to share with us today?
Well, you know, I want to just doors open at 5 o'clock. It's a $5 entry fee. You must be 21 years old to enter. Big Fat Dog that starts at 8:30. They're an amazing band. If you haven't heard them, you may live under a rock. I'm not real sure, but you've got to come listen to this band. They're great. And our light show is being provided by Revolutionary Sound and Light.
Oh yeah, and we probably ought to talk a little bit more about that because it looked awesome in there last year.
Yeah, and he plugs. Basically, he lights up all of our walls and all of our. I mean, it's just going to be an amazing with lasers and lights and stuff and. He does an excellent job there, so I think the overall appearance, and then you've got the great band, and then you've got all the costumes, and oh, and also our raffles. You know, we've had over 30 vendors donate to the Humane Society. Last year, we gave away things like oil changes, tool kits, toys, gift cards, that sort of thing. But over 30 area vendors have helped the Humane Society in order to raise money and funds. And then also, she'll be having a bake sale, so that'll be great. And yeah. I don't know how many times I got to use the word fun, but it's going to be fun.
Okay, well, and going to help out a great cause as well, and that's the Coshocton County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And what else would anybody like to share with us before we wrap up today?
Well, can I say I'm super excited, and of course I'm so appreciative to the Elks again, because these people work so hard.
We love having you there.
Good, good. I was so amazed last year to know everything and to meet everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody just welcomes us in like we're family. Mm-hmm. We've been family forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done. We work with different charities throughout the community, you know, the schools and that sort of thing. And we had outdoor concerts a couple years in a row with the Nationwide Children's Hospital. And then when we lost that fundraiser, they were moving in a different direction, like they were basically making their own money at this point in time. And so we were like, oh, my goodness, what should we do? And then Tony met you at First Friday, and it was just, like, perfect because your cause is so wonderful, and we have such a need to take care of the animals in our community that we were so excited to be able to partner with you. So it's all worked out very well.
Sure, thank you all. Y'all work hard.
Mm-hmm. Volunteer-based. Our volunteers work hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
and you're one of our biggest volunteers.
Well, I haven't this summer. We've been busy with kitten season.
Oh, your catch and release program is up and running, so that's awesome. Yes. I think that's a great, great thing.
November 16th is our first TNR.
Well, now we have to talk about that. What's that all about?
Oh, boy. We're going to trap 50 cats. I know it don't sound like a lot, but that's a lot of lives saved.
These are feral cats.
These are
ones that don't care much for people.
Yes, okay. Yes. So we're going to be prepared. I got my welding gloves. Of course, I'm going to be protected with my coat because it's so cold. And then you have to know what you're doing with the feral cats because the feral cat can really hurt you. So we did order traps. We got our first grant through Coshocton Foundation, and we've got traps ordered. We do have them. Tractor Supply, of course, they're always wonderful to us. We're going to bring the rescue unit bus in here. We're going to have 50 cats spayed and neutered. We can do 30 spays and 20 neuters in one day. And what I want to do, we want to do is target certain areas.
You know where to look for them?
Yes.
Okay.
But of course, we get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
And with feral cats, I don't have much of a choice because you can't bring a feral cat in your house.
Yeah, you can't rescue a feral cat.
No. And they're not happy in a cage.
I want to ask you about feral cats, and we'll talk more about the trapping, but because I had a discussion and I didn't know the answer. A kitten, for example, that's just newborn to a feral cat, can they be adopted and learn to live with humans, or is there something in their genes after many generations that they develop an aversion to humans?
No, you can tame a feral kitten.
When they're grown?
When they're grown, not typically.
Yeah.
We have one, Princess, who was a feral cat with a broken hip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a Tractor Supply now, and she's become a sweet girl, but on her terms.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and
that's the same for just about all.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, she'll come up to me, and I'm surprised, which, you know, she's been through a lot. Having to give her medicine and my welding gloves trying to give her oral medicine. That was fun. In a cage. But thank God when they did her hip surgery and, of course, spayed her, they cut her nails. But she still got teeth. So the nails didn't hurt so bad, but the teeth did. Of course, she was scared. Mainly what it is fear. It's just fear-based, you know. They're not used to human touch. And any human that they have seen probably was not good to them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they think every human is bad.
Yeah.
And then they don't know that I'm Granny. Granny just come feed them, take care of them, you know. So, and love them.
Can people in the community, like, contact you via Facebook or to say, hey, there's a lot of feral cats around here so that you know more areas that need?
We are collecting data on where these feral cats are, where these colonies are. Now, we have colonies we feed every day, and I have got kittens, you know, from them. I have taken them home, try to handle them. The one I do have, he's probably going to be at home forever, you know. He's getting to the point where he's let me touch him now. But he was old enough, and he had a warble in his neck. He had upper respiratory real bad and parasites galore. A lot of handling that caused pain, either shoving medicine down his throat or, you know, when they had to take the warble out. That's a tough procedure. He's not been neutered yet. He was so little at that time, we couldn't get him neutered yet. But I'm working on him, and we'll see. We'll see if we can tame him.
But the idea, though, behind the catch and release, that's to stop the growth and the multiplication of the colonies. How large can a feral cat colony get?
Well, one colony that I have, they're opposite sex. So, let me see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 in one colony, and then there's 5 in another with 2 kittens I need to try to catch. I don't exactly know what the exact number is. I guess it would depend on their personality, because they are like we are, you know, whether they like somebody or not.
The ones that are around houses and homes and barns and out in the country, they're going to be most visible. But do feral cat colonies, can they be anywhere? Or is it typically where people are? Out in the woods somewhere?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. We go out in the county, and a lady called me a couple weeks ago. She goes all the way to Mohawk Dam, and she feeds them there. She does that every day. And herself has caught them, spayed them, neutered them, and released them. Return them back to where they were. And that's what we have to do. If you take a cat out of their area, there's going to be another one to replace them. I did just share today on our Facebook page, Toby Franks. He come to the Elks, and we had a TNR seminar. So we live videoed it on our Facebook page. So he's on there to explain a lot of these colonies, a lot of cat behaviors, how to do it properly. He's been doing it for many, many years. He's up north, and
I think it was Stark County. I think he's Stark County. But he travels all over Ohio to teach TNR seminars. So if anyone can get a chance, it's a long video, but watch it and you can learn a lot. Toby is a great teacher.
Well, we have a break we need to get to before the top of the hour, but what else would you like to share with us, either about the Coshocta County Humane Society or Blues, Booze, and Barbecue? Anybody?
Well, once again, I just want to say, you know, Saturday, October 27th, doors open at 5 o'clock, must be 21 years old. It's a $5 cover charge to get in. We'll have raffles, 50-50, all kinds of prizes to win, plus, of course, costume contest with cash prizes being given away, up to $200 in cash for a great costume. Our theme this year is the Young Frankenstein, and lighting is going to be provided by Revolutionary Sound. And our band is Big Fat Dog. And, yeah, we're raising money for the Humane Society, and we're excited.
But what are you going to do to illustrate that Young Frankenstein theme?
Our decorations, and then the majority of our staff and volunteers are dressing up along those lines. Like my husband's going to be Abby Normal.
Oh, okay.
The Brain. Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah. So it's just going to be a lot of fun to see everyone's costumes. And we'd like to throw a little theme in there, like last year was the Blues Brothers. So...
Are you gonna pick out a Gene Wilder and a
yeah
and,
oh yeah
let's see what's her name that's a great movie
oh it is
a monster and
oh it's
Igor
not.
Igor
yeah Igor Igor
yeah. All right, well, let's see, that's coming up October the 27th. $5 to get in. The food will be served from 5 to 8. Band starts at 8:30. It'll be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
That's Devonna Markley and Angela Roberts from the Coshocton Elks. Rachel Salters from Coshocton County Humane Society. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Did you know your experiences as a parent, grandparent, or person over 50 could be great qualifications for a job as a professional caregiver? Life has taught you compassion, nurturing, respect, and an appreciation for others. Intrum Healthcare looks for and values these qualities in our caregivers. If providing companionship and dignity to others while helping with housekeeping, transportation, meal preparation, medication reminders, personal care, and dressing sounds like something that you would enjoy, Intrum Healthcare would like to speak with you. Give Intrum Healthcare a call at 740-623-2949 or visit us online at intrumhealthcare.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hi, it's Hannah from McPeak's Mighty Maze, and I just want to tell you to get lost. Just kidding. Bring the family out to search for the Yeti in the Expedition Everest corn maze. After you find your way out of the maze, head into the pumpkin patch to find that perfect jack-o'-lantern. This year in the fun park, we added a huge playground, hamster wheels, and our personal favorite, a jump pad. We're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Save 20% on your tickets when you visit ohiomaze.com. That's ohiomaze.com.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Talking Football on WTNS. Brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships. I'm Casey Claxton here with Steve Corries. We're filming Talking Football today on location at the Jeff Drennan Dealerships on Otsego Avenue in Coshocton. Steve, it's week 9 of the high school football season. Let's preview the games coming up on Friday night. Let's start with the Coshocton Redskins. They lost a tough one at home this past Friday.
Yeah, they really did, losing to Cambridge in a good ball game for a first half, and then the Redskins let it get away a little bit in the second half. They have Maysville coming up this weekend, and I'll tell you, Maysville's got a ground-and-pound type team. They're going to line it up and go right at you. Coshocton really plays the same way. So I think that this is a game that's going to be won in the trenches, so it'll be a tough ball game down at Stewart Field.
The Ridgewood Generals got back on the winning track with a win over Tuskegee Valley. They've got another big one coming up this Friday night at home.
Well, Ridgewood had a little bit of a hangover after the Garraway loss a week ago. But, you know, they got things turned around against Tuskegee Valley and really ended up rolling to an easy win. I expect with Claymont coming in, the Mustangs have struggled this year. I look for a victory for the Generals.
Our featured game coming up Friday night that you can hear right here on WTNS has the Riverview Black Bears matching up against Cambridge. Steve, you've got Cambridge 2 weeks in a row. That'll be a big one for the Black Bears.
Yeah, Cambridge goes on the road 2 weeks in a row. They beat Coshocton last weekend. They go to Riverview, and it's going to be an interesting game, I think. Riverview's going to have to be prepared for Cambridge. They're going to throw it around, get into a bunch of different formations, and they have a nice offensive team. Riverview's going to have to be able to defend that, but I look for a really good ball game up at Riverview's Don Rushing Stadium.
Steve and Jamie McRae will have the pregame show starting at 6:30. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, on Sunday at Coshocton High School at 2 p.m., a memorial service for Tom Thompson. This is Talkin' Football on WTNS Coshocton.
Talkin' Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talkin' Football video.
If you are working in the healthcare field and are ready to advance your career, now's the perfect time to enhance your credentials with a master's degree in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's healthcare administration master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree virtually anytime, anywhere. In a hurry? Our accelerated format allows you to earn your master's in as few as 18 months. Learn more about our online healthcare administration master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
Today's Mega Megan's jackpot is smashing, as in smashing records at a whopping $970 million and counting. It's the first time in Mega Megan's history the jackpot is this close to $1 billion. And you could be the lucky winner. We've already had 18 Ohio Mega Millions winners so far. You fabulous people. So don't miss it. The Mega Millions jackpot is up to a smashing $970 million and counting. Get out there and play today. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Sunshine this morning, then becoming a partly sunny today. Highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight. Rain likely, mainly this evening. Lows in the mid-40s, chance of rain 60%. And tomorrow, cloudy, with a chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely in the afternoon, with high temperatures in the mid-50s, chance of rain 70%. It's currently 39 downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock and news time.
AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. State media in Turkey is reporting prosecutors are questioning Saudi consulate employees over a missing journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. The AP's Charles De Ledesma reports a Turkish official says investigators are assessing the possibility whether Khashoggi's remains may have been taken to a forest in the outskirts of Istanbul.
Various reports suggest members of an assassination squad with ties to Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman killed the writer inside an official building. However, senior Saudis have dismissed these reports as baseless, but have yet to explain what happened to Salman Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post, who wrote critically of Prince Mohammed's rise to power. Saudi Arabia has not responded to repeated requests for comment from the Associated Press over Khashoggi's disappearance. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And President Trump says it looks like Khashoggi may have been killed. Last night in Montana, the president suggested without evidence, Democrats or their allies are supporting a caravan of Central American migrants who are traveling north, aiming to get to the U.S.
A lot of money's been passing to people to come up and try and get to the border by election day, because they think that's a negative for us. Number one, they're being stopped. And number two, regardless, that's our issue.
The president accused Democrats of supporting the migrants because they figure everybody's coming in and going to vote Democrat. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is scheduled to deliver a speech in Chicago 1 week after the Trump administration asked a judge to reject a draft plan to reform the city's police force.
The Navy says a helicopter crashed on a flight deck of the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. That happened off the coast of the Philippines, causing non-fatal injuries to about a dozen sailors. On Wall Street, a strong showing across the board in the early going. Dow up about 200 points. I'm Ed Donahue. This is AP Radio News. The odds are not good, but the payoff would be great for the Mega Millions lottery jackpot, close to $1 million.
Let's see if I can make you a millionaire tonight.
Your odds are less than 1 in 300 million.
That's followed by 45. Up next, we have 61.
The last time someone hit the Mega Millions grand prize was July 24th, and nobody hit the numbers for Tuesday's drawing.
That Mega Ball number is 9.
So as of Friday morning, the jackpot had grown to $970 million. That's for the annuity option, which is paid over 29 years. But if it's straight cash you want all at once, that's still more than half a billion dollars. Don't forget, though, you'll pay about half in taxes. I'm Ben Thomas.
A surfer in New Zealand was attacked by a shark and airlifted to a hospital. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. Images of the man's surfboard show that the shark left bite marks and a tooth in the board. Shark attacks are rare in New Zealand. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
It is 39 degrees in downtown Coshocton on the threshold of 40, and it's 3 minutes after 10, time for hour number two of the Communication Lines program. We will have some open phone lines towards the end of our program today to talk about whatever is on your mind. We do try to keep it light on Friday, but that's just a rule of thumb. An important meeting last night at Coshocton High School with the Ohio EPA hearing on the Class 1 permits, and our estimate is approximately 250 people were there. So if you'd like to offer any comment here in a little bit, we can certainly talk about that. Not a light topic, but no doubt an important one. Joining us here in the studio to kick off hour number two this morning, another important topic, Julie Darien from Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church is with us. And good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And the topic is dyslexia.
Yes, it is. This October is Dyslexia Awareness Month, and we offer a program of tutoring at the Chi-Lai Learning Center that we help kids to learn to read and spell more accurately.
Okay, and so there's a program. We'll talk about the program here in just a moment. Let's start off with some definitions. What does dyslexia mean? There might be people that think they know what it is, and maybe those that aren't sure at all.
Yeah, well, dyslexia is one of the most common reasons that bright children struggle with reading and with spelling. And so, you know, it is actually 20% of the population. It is a language processing issue. It is not a reading comprehension issue. And so many times people don't understand that, and they keep bringing in reading comprehension specialists into different situations to try to help the kids. And it isn't really about comprehension. Many times these are really bright kids that really comprehend well, but it's a language processing disorder with how our brain actually processes language. I'm actually dyslexic, and so I kind of understand what the kids are going through.
I have heard it described as reading backwards. Is that an oversimplification? Is there such an element to dyslexia?
There is a little bit of an element. It's kind of a funny thing because people really think of it that way. And yet, honestly, it is more of a directionality issue with language and with anything. And so when dyslexic people see things kind of in any direction and they don't have any issue, like letters can be forwards, it can be backwards, they can be upside down, and we just can see them. I've actually, one time I had a young man who, he was an adult actually, he wrote an entire Bible verse backwards. Just that's how he remembers it. I've never seen that again.
The words, each
the whole,
word,
all the words from the end to
okay.
the beginning.
But the words were complete.
And the words were complete, and I watched him do it in just amazement. But that he's extremely dyslexic. Most of us just maybe confuse a small b, a small d, a small p, a small q, things like that. And so it makes reading difficult. It can make reading kind of a pain to do. And yet we love words. Many people who are dyslexic are highly creative. And actually, in my case, I'm a writer. And so it's ironic.
Now, little kids that when they're just learning to write will often confuse a B and a D, and is that a sign of dyslexia, or is that just part of the learning process?
I think if it's ongoing, you know, if you keep seeing it, keep seeing it, for sure, it could be a real sign. It isn't always, because like I said, when it sometimes is just directionality, even if it's not dyslexia, like early on, a kid may not realize that a small B and a small D, it's just the direction of the letter that matters. So it's not always a sign of dyslexia, but there's other signs. A really big one is what's called phonemic awareness, and an ability to really hear sounds individually in a word. And so dyslexic kids or dyslexic people tend to look at the shape of the word for clues, or the first couple letters of the word for clues, or a picture on the page for clues. This is fine up until the child is like third grade. Mm-hmm. But then there's no more pictures.
Yeah.
And so suddenly, you know, you have these bright kids and it feels like they're lazy. They're not working hard. They don't want to read. They don't want to spell. Maybe they work really hard. This is another real key, Mike, spelling. As they get older, they really don't like spelling. Now, in my case, I never really noticed this with spelling as much because I have a very strong memory. And so mostly just memorized everything. But for sure wasn't learning it by phonemic awareness and by phonics, how to spell. And so spelling, they just hate it. Like, the mom might work all week with the kid on the words. All week, every night. They pass the test on Friday, and then Monday they don't remember those same words. Mm-hmm. That's often a sign of dyslexia. Not always, but mostly.
Are there some of the same processes, mental processes that are associated with dyslexia that manifest itself in other aspects of dyslexics' lives?
Yes, absolutely. Like directionality, left and right often. Not that it's weird, because sometimes our spatial awareness is really good, but sometimes just basic remembering, oh, which way do I turn, can be very frustrating. Not every person I've talked to is like that, but some are. Like as an adult, you can have just maybe you just don't love all the paperwork that comes with, like, you'll see adults, you'll see somebody, and like you talk to them, and they have like an amazing personality, and you think, how come they're not like the top of their job, you know? And sometimes it's because when they're first in their job, they were going up on the ladder, but they had all this paperwork to do, and so they're frustrated. So they either decided to stay at a lower level so they didn't have to do all this paperwork, or they just start their own business. So often people that are dyslexic start their own businesses and just hire people to mm-hmm. do those kinds of jobs. So they're really bright people, really smart.
And you mentioned creativity. Has there been any studies or observations about famous artists or musicians or so forth, and maybe a higher prevalence of dyslexia among them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, someone like Albert Einstein is said to be dyslexic. Yeah. So many people who just think differently. They think outside the box, highly creative. All kinds of actors are dyslexic. And so here we have, you know, I can't think of the guy I just saw the other day. Steven Spielberg. I have an interview right now on my page, Child Learning Center, at the Facebook, about him. And he said when he was like, just wish he'd known mm-hmm. that he was dyslexic, you know. And he would do all these things, like he had kids that were his friends who were probably all dyslexic or whatever, but he just didn't realize why he hated reading so much, but he was so highly creative. And he was already writing movies and things like this and plays when he was a young man. But it would take him longer to do it. But then when he did it, it was just highly creative. So, yeah, over and over you see highly creative people sometimes are dyslexic.
As a dyslexic yourself, can you tell after you meet somebody for the first time, after you spend a little bit of time with them?
Well, sometimes after we talk a little bit, it's like they're excited that mm-hmm. they finally can think like, wow, you know, I'm not so like, this is what it is. I'm not crazy or something, especially because we put such an emphasis in our world on reading and on spelling. And it doesn't mean that that's bad. But when you're dyslexic, that thought is exhausting. Now, the same person might just love audiobooks or love movies because they can comprehend movies. And this is the same person that can't remember sometimes, even as an adult, sometimes will, you know, write a B or a D backwards, which I will do occasionally. The same person will tell you in detail every movie, mostly every movie they've ever seen in detail. And other people are like, what? I don't remember that detail. I don't remember that happening. I don't remember that plot point. And I'll be like, oh, well, I do.
Well, with the list of names that you've already given us, it's been established that certainly you can be successful and have success with dyslexia. That being said, what are some of the issues that kids in particular with dyslexia face?
Yeah. So mainly you want to look at if you have a kid and they really just talk about how they don't like reading, or when you have to go to read with them, they're like, they don't want to read. They have to, you know, in our school systems, which is great that they have this, they have AR goals where kids have to read 20 minutes a night to their parents. And I think these are great things because we need more reading in our world. But for a kid that has dyslexia, they're like, oh, you know, they'll come up with every excuse in the world. They'll have some difficulty, like when they do read, they start to guess at words. They look at the shapes of words, or they look at the content of the page to try to figure out what that word is, especially when it's not something that they're not familiar with. Not long ago, I had in one day, Mike, three of my students, the word was twig, T-W-I-G, and that was in a sentence. And the reason that they use a word like twig, which is not a word we commonly use, is because, you know, they don't want the child to just guess. And so all three of my students in one day translated that word to be stick.
Mm-hmm.
When they saw that word, they didn't want to pronounce it. They were kind of worried about the W, a little concerned. These are younger kids. And so they knew in the context that it was a stick. So they said stick. In that day, three same kids. So this is how they're very smart. They're able to contextually put in another word for the same word, you know, a synonym. But to actually read those words, especially when it's something they haven't seen before, is like almost causes a bit of panic. They might have some problems in math. Not a lot of my kids are really good at math, but some of them struggle when we get into story problems and those kinds of things. And there is a math aspect to dyslexia, but I'm not as familiar with that.
Okay. Well, it would stand to reason that well-meaning parents that don't understand that that dyslexia is an issue can become frustrated and perhaps pass that frustration along to their kids.
Absolutely. And they start to feel like, you know, they start doing all these things to try to help their kid to read better. And like I said, they bring in all these comprehension kind of things, and it's not that. It's just actually the language itself, the way that our language is. When a dyslexic person looks at a whole page of language, it doesn't mean that we can't read it or comprehend it, but we have to process it a little bit differently. In fact, this is an interesting aspect, and one of a real key to know if your child has dyslexia is, what is the short-term memory like? If you give them three directions, will they go and do all those three things? Or will they go and do one and then kind of be worried? They can't really remember the second one. Come back, especially if this is a child who wants to obey, wants to do right. And they come back and their mom's like, what? You didn't remember the second thing. I told you one, two, and three. But this is, so they have a hard time with short-term memory. And that's why they have a hard time sometimes with remembering their phone number or their address, mm-hmm. or things that seem like common to other people. But that's because they store their short-term memory. Everything that's supposed to be stored in short-term memory is stored in long-term memory for a dyslexic person. Oh. And so it takes five times as long for that information to come back.
We're going to talk about the class and how to address dyslexia. Before we take a break, one more question. In your thoughts or research or whatever, how frequently, how often is dyslexia identified early in childhood development?
Well, 20% of the population has dyslexia, so it's not uncommon. But I think it's hard for our current culture to really see it as dyslexia. We have so many other things like ADD and ADHD in there that sometimes we might miss the dyslexia side of it. So
we're talking today with Julie Darien. It is Dyslexia Awareness Month, and that is exactly what we are here to talk about. And we'll talk about the class through chilylearning.org right after this.
Feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
At John Hinder Honda, we know how busy you are. That's why we're open 7 days a week and most nights until 9. Come see why it's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda on Route 79 in Heath. Call 1-800-22-HONDA or visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinder Honda.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
This is Anthony.
And Joanne from Luke's Cupboard and Furniture.
Do you need a place to get away from your parents and relax in peace and quiet?
Well, bring your mom and dad to Wilson Carpet and Furniture and show them the room package.
They can fix up any room in the house with the room package.
And won't be mad they spent too much money.
Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Get your vehicle repaired right at John Hinderer Honda. We feature a state-of-the-art iCar certified collision facility and offer Honda rental vehicles. Come see why it's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda on Route 79 in Heath. Call 1-800-22-HONDA or visit HinderHonda.com. Open Sundays.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
It is 18 minutes after 10 o'clock, 41 degrees in downtown Coshocton. Yay, we're above 40. We are back once again with Julie Darian from Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church and the Chi-Lai Learning Center. And Julie, before we get into the program, anything else you'd like to share with us about dyslexia itself, warning signs, et cetera?
Well, I think some of the main things would be looking at your situation, your child, and to know that there's different varieties of, variety is the right word, but of dyslexia. Some people have it a lot, some people have it less. But some of the symptoms could be, I think some of the main ones are when they're listening to a word and they have a hard time hearing certain vowel sounds. The short vowels are really hard to distinguish between, and that's really one of the main things. I just read an article the other day, and new research is showing that they can tell earlier now that you have dyslexia. It used to be that they had to wait till third, fourth grade to really determine that you had dyslexia. Now they're called the phonemic awareness. They're realizing that dyslexic people have a hard time breaking those sounds down into individual sounds rather than a whole word. They memorize whole words rather than individual sounds.
So can it be identified then perhaps through a child's speech patterns?
Yeah, it can be, or just when they're trying to, let's say they're spelling very early on and they're doing the eh sound, for instance, the E sound, and they keep mistaking it for an I or vice versa. Those can, they're very similar in how they sound, and a lot of times we mispronounce them in America. So, but some of those things, I think phonemic awareness is a really big one, and they're starting to finally realize that across the country, that we can realize it earlier now, like in preschool. But one of the really main things is that and spelling, and of course, just they kind of start dreading going to school a lot of times. They don't want to go to school. They're sitting in a classroom. And about 50% of kids that have dyslexia also have ADD or ADHD. And so this, where does one start and one, I mean, there's a, one become a problem and vice versa. If you're sitting in a classroom, you're not understanding what's going on, then you're going to start just being anxious and moving around, and you probably do have ADD. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an expert on that. But where does dyslexia, I mean, if we had discovered it earlier in a child, we might have been able to put that into a good place, put that energy into a good place for the child.
Well, you partially answered my next question. Some of the things that you are describing, I'm looking at the list of symptoms here, and those are dyslexia warning signs, but they could also be signs of other things as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Could be some signs of some other things. The main ones for dyslexia, though, are the phonemic awareness, not breaking down words into sounds, difficulty with spelling, just not enjoying reading like other kids do. Writing, they really don't like writing, and memorizing. Memorizing is just something they really don't like. Now, some people don't like to memorize, and I get that. But this is a little bit different. Like, just memorizing basic information is difficult for kids that have dyslexia. But they also have, if they listen to an audiobook or something like that, they do great with comprehension. And sometimes the same teacher will learn that, and they'll start reading some of that information to the kid, and they'll answer really wonderfully. So, you know, the comprehension is there. It's just the ability to actually process the language. That's the difference with dyslexia versus ADD or ADHD.
I want to talk a little bit more about kids with dyslexia in public schools, mainstream schools, but now would be a good time probably, Julie, to get into the Chi-Lai Learning Center and what it is that you do to address dyslexia.
Yes, we do one-on-one tutoring. We do their one-hour sessions. We try to do twice a week if we can. We like to do three times. That's the best. Two is good. It is affordable. We have some people that are helping us out with some scholarships for these kids that need this desperate help. I'm working with some kids that are older, some 13-year-olds. You know, that's a long time to not have known that there's dyslexia as an issue, and it's not specifically addressed. We do that. It's me and another woman that do it together. I tutor at the local library here and also at the Chi-Lai Church. So I do both places. So kind of where you're located, we can work that out for if they need tutoring. Our phone number is 740-610-0828. I also have two websites that will just be great for you to go to learn more about dyslexia. One is understood.org, understood.org. It's a great one. Has not just about dyslexia, but other learning issues. And then, of course, our main one, which is brightsolutions.us. Brightsolutions.us. Lots of information there about dyslexia.
All right. And so if somebody does want to get involved, wants to get some tutoring, what do they do, Julie?
Well, they can give me a call. We do a free screening, Mike, and we don't, you know, it's no obligation. Like, you can come and do the screening and talk more to us. And we just want to talk about it sometimes, and sometimes that just is what people want to know. Like, do I have dyslexia? I've been kind of wondering my whole life, you know, that, you know, that's a great thing. Even adults. I mean, this program is from the Chicago area. It isn't, originally it's from California. It's all over the country. But the one that we're familiar with is from the Chicago area, and our daughter, who's now in college, has dyslexia. And so she was able to get this tutoring when she was younger. And in that program, I knew there was like an 85-year-old man who had the tutoring for a few levels, because he just said his whole life he's just wondering about why so many things he's so good at, and then some of these other things with reading he's not good at. And he just wanted to learn more about reading. It was really cute.
Julie, can you tell us just maybe an example or two or a little bit more about the mechanism of the methods that you use when you sit down and read with somebody with dyslexia? Or what do you point out? What do you get them to focus on, et cetera? How do you teach it?
Well, I think the basic thing is it's kind of like going back and starting that foundation over again and really working on that phonemic awareness that they might have they probably learned, but it was not extensive in their school, or they just have a hard time hearing it. They truly, I don't know that it's a hearing issue as much as they realizing more and more that there's just a struggle with hearing those short vowel sounds. And so early on, if you're missing that, think of when you learned that. Mike, when did you learn that? Kindergarten, first, maybe preschool?
Before, yeah.
You know, you learned those sounds. And so maybe this child is third grade and they haven't really learned those sounds. Now they're just memorizing words. Now they see the word cat. Mm-hmm. They just know that's the word cat. They're not thinking cat. They're thinking cat. And so it's fine when the word's cat. But what when the word is catastrophe?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, whoa. So that's kind of what happens. And so it's important that they really, when we sit down, we really start working back on the foundation. We start going back to those beginning things. In a controlled environment, we have success. because they're starting to read and have success in that environment. In our dyslexic tutoring, we have success with that. And then as they go, we teach them these, what I love is these spelling rules, which rules sound depressing, like rules. You know, and we certainly learned rules when we were in school, like I before E except after C, but that really doesn't
apply all the time.
Like the word weird.
10% of the time it doesn't apply.
So these are real rules, and what we do is we teach these. There's like four or five rules that kind of encompass a lot of the basic words that we spell, and they just have to remember these words. They're fun to remember. They're real easy, and they remember these rules, and they don't have to memorize tons of words then. They just have to memorize these four rules. So there's just kind of these basic ways that they teach them to help them to really do well in school, you know. Which is the key.
All right. And one of the things here that jumped out at me, I'm looking at the brochure that you handled me, is homonyms. And there, and there.
Yes.
And two, and two. A lot of things that people pick on each other on Facebook about.
Yes, yes. I mean, basically, you look at Facebook and you think, wow, does that person have dyslexia? Well, I do a little bit because I think his... You know, like there, for instance, is one. So many of those words are confusing. And then we also have like sight words, which are not able to be spelled phonemically, like from, F-R-O-M, Y. Y isn't an O. It should be a U, right? So a
Or
child
should be pronounced from.
From. Right. So this is what it's confusing to a young child. They learn the word from when they're very young, right? But they're taught that word, no, we don't pronounce it that way. We pronounce it this way. But here's the O, and it pronounces ah or O, you know. So those are sight words, and we teach that in a whole nother way. But there's no wonder that we're confused sometimes when we're in school, because you think about our language, which is a melting pot, right? Our language.
That it certainly is, and I have often read that the English is one of the more difficult languages for to learn as a second language, although it is one of the most commonly learned, if not the most commonly learned second language in the world.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back once again with Julie Darian. We're talking about dyslexia and ChileLearning.org. We'll be back right after these words.
It's week 9 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Riverview.
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30. Kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at WTNSradio.com.
The quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
It is
a touchdown. He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Hi, it's Hannah from McPeak's Mighty Maze, and I just want to tell you to get lost. Just kidding. Bring the family out to search for the Yeti in the Expedition Everest corn maze. After you find your way out of the maze, head into the pumpkin patch to find that perfect jack-o'-lantern. This year in the fun park, we added a huge playground, hamster wheels, and our personal favorite, a jump pad. We're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Save 20% on your tickets when you visit ohiomaze.com. That's ohiomaze.com.
Our drinking water was at risk. Washington bureaucrats tried to dump contaminated sediment from the Cuyahoga into Lake Erie. It would have damaged our water quality, put our health and our jobs at risk. But Bob Gibbs stopped them because he puts Ohio families first. A farmer and small businessman, Bob Gibbs took on the special interests in Washington. He's reducing regulations to create new jobs in Ohio. And Bob Gibbs cut taxes because he believes families should keep more of what they earn. He voted to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. And Bob Gibbs protected every patient with pre-existing conditions so they can get the care they need. Republican Bob Gibbs for Congress. Making a difference. Standing strong for Ohio families.
I'm Bob Gibbs, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bob Gibbs for Congress. Approved by Bob Gibbs.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter.
Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
To celebrate International Credit Union Day, Coshocton Federal Credit Union has a special offer for you. Fee-free loans. Yes, you heard me right. Fee-free for all loan applications received Thursday, October 18th and Friday, October 19th. Do not delay. Stop in our office today. Coshocton Federal Credit Union, located at 406 and a half Main Street, or call 740-623-0527.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on new carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Mostly, partly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 50s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely, mainly in the evening. Lows in the mid 40s, chance of rain 60%. And for tomorrow, considerably cloudy, chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the mid 50s, chance of rain 70%. It is currently 44 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and we are back once again with Julie Darien from ChiLiLearning.org through ChiLi Crossroads Bible Church. It is Dyslexia Awareness Month, and boy, did our conversation off-air meander off-topic there. But so we want to focus back on dyslexia and the class, how people can get involved, or whatever else you'd like to share with us, Julie.
Yeah, well, I think the number one thing, if you suspect that a child has dyslexia that's in your life, go to brightsolutions.us. Go to understood.org. Both of those are great places to learn more about it. And there are so many resources out there now to help kids with dyslexia, and yet it is an oddly not noticed condition. I don't really know how to explain that. There's a lot of research on it. There's a lot of information on it. Orton Gilliam is kind of the base system that we use for our program. There's a lot of information on it, but yet it's not really going down into the public consciousness where parents are starting to realize, wow, this kid might be struggling with dyslexia. This is the kid that maybe the teacher would say about them. They're so smart. If they could just work harder, or they're lazy, they're not working hard. And actually, their brain is working five times as hard to process as other kids. So they actually are working hard. And then what do you do when a teacher, and I don't blame this teacher. I mean, you know, I was a teacher before this point, before I was a tutor. But, you know, you have a child that's not listening, not reading, not doing, just seems like they're not really paying attention. So what do? They don't go to recess, or they don't get to do, you know, those kinds of things. Well, it's just more frustrating for the child, because here's a child sitting there working five times as hard to try to process language. They're having a harder time than other kids are having. They're struggling. And then they don't get to do the one thing that makes them, you know, happier, to get outside and move around.
How long has this program been around?
This has been around about 20 years.
Okay.
This one, this particular tutoring.
So long enough to get, you've mentioned your daughter, long enough to get feedback as to its maybe be able to gauge its success.
Yes. Yeah, and there is real success. I personally have seen huge success. Our daughter started out, you know, this is a kid who is a perfectionist. And so she would work really hard. So her grades were actually good. And so that's what's confusing about dyslexia. Often it's a really bright kid who isn't really falling into the special needs community necessarily. But she would just start a book. Like, she would read a book, and she wanted to read so badly and wanted to read big books. And I would find these bookmarks just in the first chapter. And so that kept happening. So she'd started out all excited and then just not keep reading it. And then the next one, the same thing. So those are when she started doing the tutoring, and this is quite a while ago now, you know, I was a young mom, and I was just, like, exhausted about life. And you know, just kind of like let her go through that tutoring. And I saw a huge, huge difference, though. And I started to get excited about it because I was like, wow, to see my daughter go from where school was like to study and study and study. She'd have to study her spelling words, study and write and all these things to go where it wasn't easy for her, but it wasn't hard for her. And she did all the hard subjects in high school without any problem at all. She's very bright. But, you know, it was those years early on that she needed that help. And so now I'm excited because I get a chance to kind of pay back a little bit what was given to her and help other students. And I just love it.
And is there more awareness among teachers, the education community these days?
I think to some level, yes, but I think it's still a process.
With the understanding that a teacher might have 20 or 25 kids in the,
exactly,
the room, and the one-on-one is very difficult.
Exactly. How can they do that? How can they do one-on-one? You know, the truth is that it's really hard to, and so that's why this is such a blessing, because the kids can get the one-on-one tutoring at an affordable cost and make it so that they can really, you'll see a difference. One of my students last year, got all A's on his report card. That's a very bright boy. And that story is on our Facebook page too. Chilai Learning Center on Facebook. Also on our, we have a website too, but the Facebook, I post current information about dyslexia. Today I posted something about how kids guess at words when you're dyslexic. And they are champion guessers, Mike. They can guess a word. Like, they'll look at a word and they'll try to think of a synonym so that they don't have to pronounce what they feel like is a complicated word. It's really amazing.
Well,
they're actually really smart.
I can see how that parallels creativity then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're very creative. One time I had a dyslexic boy, a 15-year-old, reading out loud to me, and he wasn't in our tutoring program, but I knew he was dyslexic. And so the word was conversation. That we both had the same paper and he was reading it out loud to a group of us. And I knew the word coming up was conversation. This is what's weird about my dyslexia, is like can kind of like look ahead and know what words are coming up as I'm reading. And I saw the word conversation. I thought, what's he going to say with that one?
Hmm.
You know? And when he got to that one, he said, people talking to each other. And then he kept going. So he defined it, but he didn't want to pronounce it. And that's a real key, a clue of dyslexia.
I think that's difficult for people that maybe don't have dyslexia to understand.
Yeah.
Because he saw the word, understood what it meant, didn't want to say it, and used a substitute.
So that shows you it's a language processing issue. It's not a reading comprehension issue.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing that I think we run across. A lot of people think they just don't comprehend what they're reading. No, when they read it, they can comprehend it. And even the word conversation, he could read that word. He just was worried about pronouncing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's probably not really dyslexic, just a little. Not really. He's dyslexic just a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I just encourage people to give me a call, even if you just want to talk about it. The number here, 1-740-610-0828. Leave me a message. I'd be happy to get back to you for a free screening, and no obligation with that. And talk more about it, or go to these websites, understood.org and also brightsolutions.us, to learn more.
Thank you for being here with us today. That is Julie Darien. Now, our audience doesn't know this, but unbeknownst to them, Pastor Neil Darien has been here in the studio with us the entire hour. And this is the first time you've gotten a word in.
Hey, you know, we've been married 25 years. It's been
you know the rules.
For a long time.
You know the rules. Okay. Well, I do want to ask you before we wrap up, since you're here,
sure.
what's coming up at the church?
We have some great things coming up. You know, first of all, tonight is our RU recovery program, which is just helping so many people in Coshocton County, and it is a delight to see people. We often say work the program because the program works. People who keep coming are really growing as people. It's really, really cool to see that. So I can't wait for tonight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, everyone in the community is welcome. And what I often say is it's easier to recommend a steak dinner if you've tasted steak. But if you never tasted steak, it's harder to recommend. So I encourage everyone listening to maybe come out to the program, sorry, once or twice, and just see what it's like. Because it is like tasting steak. It is so much fun. It's low key, but it's high energy. If that even makes sense, it's fun. I look forward to it as a highlight of my week. So every Friday night at church at 7 o'clock, we do that at Chilai, and we got a couple other things coming up too. So we have our Harvest Fest coming up on the 31st. Harvest Fest, yes, I jotted some notes down here. Harvest Fest and Candy Hunt on October 31st. It's a regular Wednesday night program for us, but we're doing this special thing. And at our website, folks can get free tickets to that, childlightchurch.org. They can get free tickets and bring their kids. And sometimes, you know, these days, it's hard to know where you can safely take your kids to go, you know, trick-or-treating or or whatever, and be confident that they're getting candy that's safe and brand name candy that's wrapped in a package. And it's hard too in the country sometimes, you know, to like drive down a mile driveway and nobody's home. Right. So, we're trying to make it easier for parents to have a safe, fun thing to do, on the 31st. So that's another thing. We also have our Veterans Day, event coming up November 11th. That's a Sunday morning. And we really want to honor our veterans and first responders. We've got just some great folks in this community. We really want to honor them. And we just invite everyone to come be part of that as well.
All right. Very good. Thank you for being with us today as well, Neil.
Great. Thank you.
This is Pastor Neil Darien from Chi-Lai Crossroads Bible Church and Julie Darien from the Chi-Lai Learning Center. It is 10:42. We do have open phone lines for the remainder of our morning today. Just a little bit of a sliver. So if you want to talk about anything we've our guests have talked about this morning, we can do that. If you have any feedback or reaction to last night's Ohio EPA hearing at Coshocton High School, we can talk about that. Or if there's something completely different, you are invited. We'll be back in just a few moments. Right now, let's get our sports update from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
The Dodgers trying to join the Red Sox. I'm Rob Buschke. Can L.A. pull off what Boston did nearly 24 hours ago? It'll be Game 6 from Milwaukee. Dodgers lead the Brewers 3-2. They'll be without Clayton Kershaw, though, as a starter anyway, for Game 6 and possibly Game 7 if necessary. Hyun-Jin Ryu gets the ball opposite of Wade Miley. It'll be Walker Buehler going in Game 7 if L.A. needs it. News from the NFL. Cowboys wide receiver Terrence Williams is suspended 3 games for violating the substance abuse policy. Hockey, 3 games on the frozen floor as the Panthers earn our nation's cap to take on the Capitals at 7 Eastern, followed by the Wild and the Stars at 8 o'clock from Big D. And it's Nashville skating north of the border. They'll drop the puck in Calgary at 9. College football news, Miami's going back to Malik Rozier as its starting quarterback. You are listening to NBC Sports Radio.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
How do smart, hard-working roofing contractors like you keep jobs running smoothly? They save time with Beacon. The Beacon Pro Plus app features perfect order templates. Select products like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. Enter color, quantity, and the app does the rest. With Beacon Pro Plus, order 24/7 from anywhere. You work hard. Now work smarter. Download the free app at beaconproplus.com.
It is 10:45, and we do have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. We'll take care of some business and be back in just a few moments. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Today's Mega Millions jackpot is smashing, as in smashing records at a whopping $970 million and counting. It's the first time in Mega Millions history the jackpot is this close to $1 billion. And you could be the lucky winner. We've already had 18 Ohio Mega Millions winners so far. You fabulous people. So don't miss it. The Mega Millions jackpot is up to a smashing $970 million and counting. Get out there and play today.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health.
That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
You could win a Trans-Siberian Orchestra gift package from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will get 2 tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert of their choice, airfare, and hotel for 2 people, and a $200 prepaid cash card. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase is necessary. For your chance to win, go to www.musicatace.com. Get your entry in because the sweepstakes end soon. It's sponsored locally by our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This Ion Weather Forecast is brought to you by Lock 20 Auto Sales, where we can finance everyone. Call us at 740-498-8811 or visit lock20auto.com. Lock 20 Auto Sales in New Comerstown.
Sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s, cloudy tonight, rain likely, mainly in the evening, lows in the mid-40s, chance of rain 60%. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, chance of rain is 70%. It is currently 46. In downtown Coshocton, we do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and I'd like to have at least one call or two before we call it a morning. This lost and found pet information is brought to you by A1 Vet Care. A female mastiff, about 12 years old, black and brown brindle coloration, it says, wearing a flowered collar and tags, was lost in the Adams Mills Tobacco Hill Road area. Phone number is 740-891-0771. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by A1 Vet Care. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
It's week 9 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio, it's taking you to the game.
Gets the snap, straight back to throw. Looks over the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Riverview.
Friday night's broadcast has Cambridge at Riverview. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30. Kickoff at 7. We will also keep you updated on all the other area football games. Hear all the action right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at WTNSradio.com.
The quarterback Hunger tries to sneak it. He is.
It is a touchdown.
He snuck it in.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Ag producers, in a volatile ag economy, how can you protect more of your bottom line? Learn about supplemental revenue coverage policies from RCIS. Our full suite of products includes price and revenue options, including R-Powered, a new product with a higher level of revenue protection and increased flexibility. Need added protection? At RCIS, we've got this. Contact your crop insurance agent today. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Get on the fast track to a job you'll love. Attend Central Ohio Technical College's Academic Showcase on Thursday, November 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the COTC Coshocton campus in Roscoe Village. Learn how COTC can get you into an in-demand career. Meet with faculty and explore careers in healthcare, engineering technology, public safety, and business and IT. That's Thursday, November 1st, at COTC's Coshocton campus. Register at cotc.edu/discover. COTC, education that pays.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State heads to West Lafayette, Indiana this Saturday to take on Purdue.
Hans Weber straight ahead, pounds it into the end zone for another touchdown. Mike Weber for Ohio State on a 3-yard carry to the end zone. Hands it Dobbins, gives it on a reverse Campbell, running right side to the Maryland 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Campbell on a touchdown of 24 yards on a run. Paris Campbell increasing Ohio State's lead.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 6 p.m.
It is 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We can take a phone call or two, but you got to call right now, and we'll be broadcasting the Ohio State at Purdue game tomorrow here on FM 99.3. And, folks, I'm going to say this out loud. I got a bad feeling about this Purdue game for a number of reasons. Reason number one, the Buckeyes, even though they're number two in the country, did not perform well last week against Minnesota. Yeah, they won 30-14. Looks like a blowout when you just look at the score. But if you look at the play of the team for virtually everything except the passing game, the Buckeyes have got some problems on defense. They couldn't get their running game going. So that's issue number one, is that the Buckeyes are not playing at a level that is worthy of number two in the country. Reason number two, we had four of the top eight teams that got beat last week, and a few of those upsets were teams that really shouldn't have won. So that's the old any given day thing. That's an issue any week. Number three, Purdue's 3-3 on the season. They are often one of the doormats of the Big Ten. 3-3 doesn't sound that great. However, the three games they lost were the first three games of the season. And they lost those games by a combined, let's see, they lost to, looking for my statistics here. Reason number three, they play at Ross-Ade Stadium. It is on the road. Buy myself a little time here. But I believe it was 8 points. Let's see, they lost to Northwestern, 31-27. They lost to Eastern Michigan, and that was the one that everybody thought Purdue's terrible. They lost to Eastern Michigan. That was just a one-point loss. And then they lost to Missouri on a late field goal. So three losses by a combined total of 8 points. If three plays have gone differently, Purdue would be 6-0. The Buckeyes are going to be favored, and they should be, but it's only the last I read, 13.5 points versus, I think it was 20 against Minnesota, and even more than that against Indiana. So I just have a bad feeling that the Buckeyes are in trouble. We're going to see if the Buckeyes are able to maybe fix some of the issues that they've been facing. Be nice to see, you know, Mike Weber with a 100-yard game, for example. But Dwayne Haskins, that's been the constant for the Buckeyes this season. The Buckeyes do have a quarterback still in contention for that Heisman Trophy. So that's my analysis of the Buckeyes tomorrow. There'll be even more if you tune in for the Football Saturday program tomorrow morning. We'll have a segment on the Buckeyes and the Browns and the College Corner, and we'll talk to all three of our Coshocton County High School coaches about the games that they will play tonight. Our featured game is Cambridge at Riverview. Airtime tonight at 6:30. Kickoff is 7 o'clock.
I was visiting my 75-year-old aunt the other day when her phone rang.
Hello? It's you again.
She seemed nervous.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think I need any more life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
Okay, so you need my credit card number?
My aunt went to get her purse, so I decided that I would ask a few questions. Well, as soon as I introduced myself, the caller hung up.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Recognizing the signs of fraud can be difficult for older people. Often they're very trusting and consider it impolite to hang up. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so that these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only one in five of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hi, I'm Minnie Driver, and I'm here to share some important information about ovarian cancer. Although it's more common in older women, ovarian cancer can affect women of all ages, even in their 20s. There is no early detection test, and symptoms can be subtle. But even though you can't see it, you can take steps to get ahead of it by knowing your risk factors, such as family history of cancer and presence of gene mutations like BRCA. So talk to your family and talk to your doctor. Knowing this information will help you take control of your health and be more aware of the vague signs that could indicate ovarian cancer. We're learning more every day, and we will continue our collaborative research for diagnosing and treating this devastating disease. Be proactive. Know your risk factors, and the sooner the better. Just because you can't see ovarian cancer doesn't mean it's not there. To learn more about the symptoms, risk factors, and research, go to su2c.org/ovarian.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
This forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
That is going to wrap up our communication lines program for today. Thank you for calling and thanks for listening. And thank you to Devonna Markley and Angela Roberts here from the Coshocton Elks, Rachel Selders from the Coshocton County Humane Society. It's what has become an annual event, Blues, Booze, and Barbecue. Booze spelled B-O-O-S. That is October the 27th at the Elks. It is essentially a Halloween party with great food and great music. A big fat dog will be there, and it's $5 to get in. You are invited. Also, want to thank Julie Darien, talking about dyslexia and Dyslexia Awareness Month, and Pastor Neil Darien for joining us as well.